that what it was?
Charles.
Yes, that's what it was. You were her scribe through it all. None of the words came from her.
Some.
That's what it was all along.
No, you've got it all wrong. The words may be mine. The thoughts and the feelings were hers. But
you wrote letters to me.
Yes.
Some you did not even see.
Yes.
How can two be divided by three?
Yes, it's true, Charles. She had the paper and pen. But the feeling we had in the field, we can surely have that again.
Every morning I run just to greet you. Did you write that, and is a word of it real? How do I know what's the truth? And if you can even feel what she said that you feel?
I love you, Charles.
Do you? And so what if you do? Which part of the woman I love are you? Am I dreaming? And if I'm not, what am I left with? What have I got?
I'm your wife.
What have I got? You should have worn your country clothes. Every morning I run just to greet you.
Oh my God.
Who would ever think that designed to win you could defeat you? And your words were music leading me along. Who knew when they were through there would be no song?
I only wrote what she asked me to.
How you both must have laughed to deceive me. Burst into my life and brought me music just to leave me. And your words were music drifting off too soon, leaving me with only an unfinished tune.
Yes, I penned every note, but it was she who felt what I wrote, not I.
Can't you see what you've done undercover in the music that we share? I discover you're my lover.
No.
The question now is why continue to deny the passion that has opened all the doors?
I never meant a word.
Come, are these her words in all the letters that turned to music? Or is the music yours?
Hush!
I will not hush. Why should you disguise the full truth when you've already told half of it? I will kiss you. If it was all pure invention in those letters, then give me your cheek only. But if you meant what you said, then let it be lips. It is for the first and last time.
I have ruined you and myself.
Can you ever forgive me?
I wouldn't want you to miss your train. My husband and I hope that you will visit us again after the baby arrives.
Edith, how amazing that all of this was brought about by that blasted fair. Maybe I should have attended. Who knows what the after effects might have been then?
One must attend the fair, Arthur. No matter what occurs, sometimes in a life.
Sometimes in a life. Letter arrived for you, dear.
Beloved, how could I not write?